Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Burt Show.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Let's talk about this first date and the detail that you found out afterwards that makes you a little reluctant to call her back.
I went out with a girl over the weekend that's a friend of a friend, and we had a great time. At the end of the night, we ended up making out. And I thought it was really good. And then the next day, I get an email from her. I'm not joking. She writes that she had a great time, too. But since we kissed, she thought she should be upfront and honest with me about who she actually was. And then she wrote, I'm not joking, that she's a witch.
What?
And she thought she had to tell me and get it off her chest because of she would never hurt anybody. It's not like she's evil or anything like that, but she's a witch and she does the whole thing. She casts spells and cleansing and scrying, which I had no idea what that even was, and
what
I had to look
that?
It up, and it's when you look into a crystal ball or something, you know?
Scrying is the name of that?
Scrying.
Okay.
Scrying.
So she goes on and on and on about how she's a witch in this email, and she understands if I'm not interested in calling her back because of the misconceptions, but she wanted to let me know up front since we did make out, and she thought she'd like to see me again. So I'm freaking out. I don't know. I haven't called her back since yet. I don't know whether this is crazy, whether I'm overreacting, or I don't know. Has anybody gotten...
Did you ask her?
With a witch, I have no idea.
Did you ask her if she's a good witch or the bad witch?
She writes that she's a good witch in the email. She writes that, you know, she was raised Christian, and even though the Bible says it's magic or witchcraft is evil, she's not. She would never hurt anybody or anything.
We need to hear from some witches.
Some from the Wiccan community, because I have no idea.
They take this very, very seriously, and they're always eager to, like, put credibility on their whole... I don't even want to call it a lifestyle, but there is a big misconception of what, like, witches and Wiccan and all that is,
mm-hmm.
and they're always eager to set the record straight.
Is it considered a religion?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a religion. I mean, she writes that she was raised Christian, and she still is Christian, so I don't know if witchcraft is necessarily a religion or not. I don't know.
What if she were a Scientologist? What would be weirder?
The Scientologist might be a little strange.
Yeah, which would scare you more? Which would freak you out more? It's just such a world that most people stay away from because I think, you know, Hollywood has made witches. You got your black hat on.
Right. Halloweenish. And
you got your broom.
Alyssa Milano was a witch in Charmed, right?
That's a TV show.
She was a hot witch.
Really? But I mean, it's like you said, I mean, Christianity's made it like this evil thing, but is it really evil?
It really all depends on how hot she is anyway, because she can tell you anything. And if she's hot enough, if she's Alyssa Milano and she's saying she's a witch, you're like, no worries.
We can get around that.
Totally. Good morning.
I mean, I don't want to come home one day with my buddies or something and she's in the living room casting spells. And how do I explain that? Like, what? I have no idea.
She's just hanging out with her coven. Don't worry about it.
I'd like to have a friend who could cast spells. I think that would be convenient.
On your behalf?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Debbie, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, I feel really bad for the guy, especially if you like her. But, you know, that's a good line to use if you want to get rid of somebody. I may start using that.
Oh.
It might not be true at all. Good morning, Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Ryan here is a little freaked out because he made out with a witch, and he's not real sure that's safe territory.
It's absolutely safe. Like you said, you know, it depends on, I guess, how hot she is anyway, huh?
And you know that it's safe because...
Well, I am a Wiccan priest.
Why?
And answer your earlier question, Wicca is definitely a religion. What are his concerns?
She's a witch, man.
Well, I mean, I think the reputation of being a witch is somebody who, you know, is either evil or casts spells or you don't know what to expect. And so, I mean, what... Clear some of these rumors.
I think my first concern would be if things go wrong, can she put like a needle into a rag doll and have his eye fall out?
That's voodoo.
That's voodoo.
That's completely different religion altogether.
Duh.
I think mainly the misconception with witchcraft is that witchcraft is evil. And as far as Atlanta is concerned, the witches in Atlanta really don't believe in doing evil and casting spells on someone else. And
could you, though, if you wanted to? Like if you had one bad witch apple in the Atlanta community?
I really don't think so. I mean, magic really doesn't work that way.
If he was dating a witch, what would be different in that relationship than if he was just, like you said, dating a Christian girl or something like that?
Well, that's a good question, Jeff. You get the good question.
You won the good question from the Wiccan priest.
Okay, I would like as my prize the ability to levitate.
Well, you'll have to talk to David Blaine for that, I believe.
Well, what do witches do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, do you guys go to church? I mean, who do you pray to? Do you pray to anybody?
It like you fly, you...
That's another misconception is that I think most Christians go to church on Sunday and or on Wednesday, but Wiccans pretty much live their life on a daily basis in church because Wiccans celebrate the universe and nature. So every day that we wake up, we are in our church. So
it's more to a nature-based religion.
Well, it is absolutely a nature-based religion. We follow the cycles of nature, and it really helps us balance out our lives and live our lives on a daily basis.
Is Wiccan blended with astrology at any point?
Well, we do read and use astrology to help us, but I wouldn't say that it's blended with. It's just another observance, that thing that we pay attention to, sure.
Were you at one point like Christian and then decided to go the Wiccan route?
Sure. I was born and raised Catholic, reading the Bible and different things. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me, and a lot of unanswered questions and things like that. So I'm not trying to put Christianity down here, but...
Just not your thing.
Just a different personal choice for you.
Sure, sure.
Does the Wiccan community, like if he dates a witch or someone in the Wiccan community, do they look down upon non-Wiccans?
They shouldn't. Much like any minority or anything like that. I mean, if you don't really like to be judged or looked down upon.
Is it safe to assume that because she admitted this to him that she's a witch, that she somehow, like, she looked into the future and saw them having a future together, so that's why she confessed it?
Well, that's something that she would have to ask. I think she probably confessed it because there is such a misconception, and if she happens to like this guy, for him to find out later, it might freak him out like he is freaking out right now. So
rather find out initially.
I still think it's a little early on the first date, or right after the first date, to send that to him.
That one's pretty major,
I mean,
though.
It seems like two or three dates go by, then maybe you break the ice with that and say whatever.
Well, I've heard y'all talk about telling people that you have children and or whatever the case may be, you know, full disclosure. I think it's only fair to say something right away. I mean, I don't know that if I was Christian, I would tell someone on the first date, hey, I'm Christian, you know, careful.
Depending on how involved you are in your religion, because in every religion, there's people that are really involved and some that just dabble. And so obviously to her, she is very into her religion. And so she'd do that, because I've known people who they're very extreme into Christianity and don't drink or don't want to have sex, or, you know, that they would say that to somebody that they started dating.
Hey, high priest, Shelly here is part of the Wiccan community also, and she thinks you're misrepresenting the community.
Uh-oh.
Shelly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show. How are you?
Good. How are you? You have a problem with what's being said about the Wiccan community?
A lot of times when people talk about Wicca, the first thing that's out of their mouth is that it's a nature-based religion. There's a very, very active Wiccan community in Atlanta with three or four covens that work in the community and things like that. Most Wiccans celebrate holidays, which are called Sabbats, and they also celebrate these things called Esbats. They do live it every day, but they do have holidays and things like that that they celebrate. So depending on how active she is in the Wiccan community, there would be holidays and things like that that she would be celebrating. You know, and if they were to get serious, there would be things that he would see and get involved with because she would be involved. Does that make sense?
Like what?
We have a Sabbat coming up close to May 1st called Beltane. Beltane generally celebrates fertility and life and the coming back of the sun. And these sabbats, which are what the holidays are called, are based around the seasons and the types of things that would happen in nature, but not necessarily the worship of nature. Does that make sense?
Not really, but that's okay. Shelly, if he isn't into the whole Wiccan community, will she continue to date him, or do you have to be part of that community?
I would imagine it's difficult, you know, dating somebody if you don't have any of the same religious beliefs. Most Wiccans worship a god and a goddess figure, and sometimes that can drag down into more polytheistic beliefs where they'll worship multiple goddesses and multiple gods. So if he's Christian or comes from a Christian background, I imagine it would be very different than what it is that he's used to. So
there's no harm in him test driving this for a little while.
No, definitely not. And the most important thing to remember about people that really do believe in Wicca and actively practice Wicca is that their main law is in ye harm none, do what ye will. So if she is a Wiccan, that she's not, you know, going to be sacrificing cats and stuff like that.
Hmm. There you go, Ryan. So, I mean, it's not like what we were, you know.
It's not like Hollywood.
Right, it's not Hollywood stuff.
Okay, so there's no chance that I'm going to get hurt in any way, and you don't think that I would need to convert or something like that if I date the girl, right?
No, definitely not. And she should, you should be able to ask any of these questions that you have with her, and she should be able to answer them. She shouldn't harm you or do anything weird like that. Most Wiccans are pretty normal people.
Which is neat.
It might be kind of fascinating conversation for the second and third date.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. You meet so many of the same people that all seem to have the same story. It'd be cool to sit down with a Wiccan and go, all right, you talk.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you obviously are interested enough in her that you're concerned about it. Mm-hmm. So I would say keep dating her.
You know, I think I'm actually kind of relieved by the last two folks have called. Good. So I think I will call her back and say, hey, let's go on another date and see how it goes.
Ooh,
and
that's great.
If it goes crazy, I'll give you guys a call and let you know what happens.
Good, man, go get yourself some Wiccan booty. All right, Ryan, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.